In Zimbabwe, Ivan Mawarire created what's become a popular opposition movement called #ThisFlag with a simple online video. Over the past several months, the Baptist pastor has been arrested and threatened for criticizing President Robert Mugabe's government and encouraging demonstrations against corruption there. Now he's visiting the United States for a time, but some of his supporters say he's abandoned his cause at a critical moment. Pastor Mawarire stopped by our NPR studios late last week. I asked him to explain why his movement seems to be resonating in his country.
I think it has grown very naturally in terms of people wanting a platform where they can really genuinely express how they feel let down by their own country. Over the last 20 years, it has become obvious that Robert Mugabe and the ruling party ZANU-PF are not really interested in letting anyone else build Zimbabwe. And the many people that have watched the videos or that have become part of the movement have all said to me, you know, part of what we've been dealing with is this love that we have for Zimbabwe and the hate we have for what has happened to her, and trying to bridge that gap and trying to come back to a place where I say she's mine. I am her and she's me. And even though she's ravaged, I love her deeply.
I want to go back to April, to the very beginning of the This Flag movement, when you first recorded this video.
This flag, every day that it flies, is begging for you to get involved, is begging for you to say something, is begging for you to cry out and to say, why must we be in the situation that we are in? This flag. It's your flag.
So did you ever think this would start a political movement?
It was the last thing on my mind, but as more and more people identified with the videos I was making, it crystallized on the ground and became the hashtag about the different government ministers who are corrupt. We mentioned them by name and put petitions together that they must be fired. And it crystallized again at the cricket game between Zimbabwe and New Zealand when Zimbabwe stood up in the 36th over to signify 36 years of repression and silence. They stood up with their flags and sang the national anthem. And it continues to take these different forms. Yesterday, people again took to the streets to say no to the bond notes, and they were beaten by police. It's not the last that they will see.
So just to note a couple things you said, you talk about the bond notes, which are kind of government IOUs because there is so little currency in circulation. So you're sitting here wearing the Zimbabwean flag, which mm-hmm. is what you spoke about in the viral video that started this whole campaign. Mm-hmm. And you've been traveling around the United States. But why are you here? Are you here to inform people? Are you seeking asylum? Are you planning to stay?
Yes, I've taken some time out and away from Zimbabwe, and rightfully so, because of the situation that now began to surround my presence in Zimbabwe. The president himself personally has threatened me on many occasions in his speeches, and in one of the speeches literally said that there is no place for someone like me in a nation like Zimbabwe. So it is to be responsible enough to put my family in a safe space.
Can you say with any certainty whether you will return to Zimbabwe and when?
I'm not permanently going to be here. Zimbabwe is my home. Whilst I may not be able to say when exactly, I can definitely let you know that I will be going back to Zimbabwe.
Tell us the story of your arrest in July and the circumstances around your release.
What we had done is that we had encouraged people not to go to work on the 6th of June as a way of registering discontent with the mismanagement of the country, particularly with corruption, injustice and poverty. So the shutdown of the country was a huge success. Nobody went to work. The whole country came to a standstill from top to bottom. And so the police decided that they would question me because some violence had taken place in other parts of the country. And eventually they came up with a charge against me of inciting public violence. Even though in my social media videos, I had always and continue even up to now to advocate for nonviolence in our protest. And then the next day I had to go and appear before the magistrate. My lawyer who was there also informed me that about 100 other lawyers had showed up at the court to come and defend me. And right there is when I started to have a sense that something really amazing was taking place, not just for me, but for many Zimbabweans who were now taking the issue of injustice very personally. Eventually, my lawyer, together with the help of these many lawyers, were able to present a case that it was a violation of my constitutional rights as a citizen, and the magistrate had no choice but to release me. And on coming out of the court, it was incredible, Farai. I saw thousands of people that had come to the courthouse. They had flags. They were singing. They were chanting. They were praying on their knees. And this is in front of a riot police who are very brutal in Zimbabwe.
But some of these same supporters who came out for you physically or followed the movement through social media are now saying that you've abandoned them. How do you respond to people who feel betrayed?
There's a sense that I totally understand where you're coming from, in that the feeling was that we had a flicker of hope, that we had hoped we would ignite into a bonfire. We have not lost that. The fact of the matter is that the change for Zimbabwe was never going to be housed in one person. It was always going to be a united front of people, everybody putting their hands on deck in the same way that people did when they came to the court. They didn't come to the court for me, they came to the court for Zimbabwe. But a little bit about what has happened around me during that time that a lot of people don't understand. At about 1 a.m. whilst we were in the cell, a man came to interrogate me and asked me to come into a room with him. He says, "You tell me right now, you're sitting in this cell, if somebody was to show up at your house and rape your wife, how would you defend her? How would you tell anyone? Your lawyer doesn't even know that you are sitting with me in this room right now. In fact, if you go back into the cell where you've come from, you could very well get raped yourself there and never be able to prove that it actually happened to you." And of course, that was a way of threatening. But it made me think deeply about the fact that we don't have to always put ourselves in mortal danger to bring about the change we want. I think that there are ways that we can continue to fight and continue to put pressure. And so I stand by my decision. And my hope is that whether or not I am a betrayer, or whether or not my cause was real in the eyes of Zimbabweans, the fact that remains is that we have a government on our hands that must be held to account, and we cannot abandon that.
That's Pastor Ivan Mawawire. He's the founder of the This Flag campaign in Zimbabwe, and he joined us in our studios in D.C. Thank you, Pastor.
Thank you so much for having me, Farai.